All right, what's going on? I'm back at it. I know it's been a minute. I think about 5 days since I put something out, but thanks for taking the time to check me out. I appreciate it. So look, let's talk about these folks out here on these roads with these cars, and just bad driving habits. Because in this next video that I'm about to show y'all, I think should be an example of why we need to pay attention when we're driving, and also when we're out and about just walking and crossing the streets. This actually happened, I think, about a couple of weeks ago, where this kid was walking to school, and he stepped out off the sidewalk, and he was hit by a car. So yeah, let me I'm gonna load this one up, and as usual, I'll come back with my thoughts about the situation.
Police in New Jersey are searching for the driver who struck an 11-year-old boy. It happened earlier this week in North Bergen. Now, Thankfully, the boy is okay. CBS 2's Christy Kalishian reports his family is looking for answers.
This fifth grader was just two blocks away from school when the SUV going downhill on his right didn't stop and struck his side. His phone flying out of his hand, he managed to get up.
Thank God. Right. Like, thank God. I was like, he just called me, Mom, I got hit. And I was so confused.
We're just concerned and really disgusted by the fact that the driver, not at any point did he ever stop.
Worried parents Belen and Kevin Ben-Cosme, who didn't want to share their son's identity, say he was taken to the hospital Tuesday with a minor eye injury, and police are looking for the driver of that gray 2020 to 2024 Ford Explorer who ran the stop sign and kept going.
It has tinted windows and a slightly tinted windshield. It also has New Jersey license plates. However, they're occluded with that dark plastic cover.
North Bergen police are working with state police.
We're confident that soon we're going to identify that license plate. We do need help from the public. Just have some responsibility and to be careful, and especially when you're near the schools.
The 11-year-old telling us in Spanish,
Yo me siento un poco.
He can't understand why that driver, who he thought was going to stop at the stop sign, didn't help him. He still feels a little pain, but says that going back to school on a field trip Thursday made him feel better. His parents encouraging him to go back to school.
We're talking, we decide, like, no, you have to go. There's no way, there's not another option.
As for the woman pushing a stroller in the video, police have identified her and will interview her as a witness. The boy thanks her for helping him. And says he loves her very much. Neighbors say there has since been a crossing guard here, but the boy is taking a different route to school on a street with more pedestrians.
Crazy.
In North Bergen, Christy Kalishian, CBS 2.
Yeah, so, damn, man. I mean, you saw what happened in that video, but the driver was eventually caught. Julio Cioni Alamo was arrested and charged with assault by auto and endangering the welfare of a child. I mean, damn, you know, this dude didn't even try to stop at all, man. You know, he just hit the kid and just kept on going. Didn't stop at the stop sign. Didn't stop to see if the kid was okay. And I think, you know, he made it worse for himself, you know, taking off from the scene, right? Because when you think about it, in situations like that, I mean, we've seen stuff happen like this all the time. But it's crazy that you can hit a you hit a person. First of all, you didn't stop at the stop sign. You blew through the stop sign, hit this kid, and then just kept on going like nothing happened. But like I said, we see it all the time. People blowing through the stop signs, not stopping for the school bus when it stopped, and, you know, the school bus, they got their lights on and the signs out, you know, people running red lights. And then there are some people saying that, you know, it's the kid's fault because he was on the phone or whatever, which I couldn't tell from that video because it just, I don't know. To me, it looks like he just had the phone in his hand. But I mean, I get it. You know, I tell my oldest, she's 13, and I tell her all the time when she's walking to and from the bus stop, you know, to put that phone away, pay attention. But I don't think that we can put this on the kid, because the driver The driver should have been paying attention. The driver should have been paying attention as well, because even if the kid was on his phone or not, I think the driver would have still hit him. You know what I'm saying? And see, that's something else too. As a pedestrian, you don't always want to assume that some of these drivers see you, and don't assume that they're going to stop because you're standing there waiting to cross the street or because you're already in the crosswalk. You know, even though you as a pedestrian, you have the right of way, and it's the law that drivers have to stop for people in the crosswalk, that's not always the case, and that doesn't always happen. But I'm pretty sure you see it all the time, just like I do, where people get into the cars, they flying down the street, they're on their phones, fumbling around with the radio, digging in the console, digging in the back seat, putting makeup on, doing all of those things except for paying attention to the road. And then something like this happens, or worse, you know. But I'm thinking like, damn, this dude had to be like going hella fast to not see that stop sign and the kid in the street, you know, because for me, I try to make it a habit of slowing down and preparing to stop when I see people in the street, even when there's no stop sign, because I don't know what they're going to do. You know, that way, at least it ensures that I don't hit them and that they can cross the street safely. So I think people just need to pay more attention and slow down a bit, because when you out here driving, you're not the only one out here driving. And you got to also understand that there are people who aren't driving and are walking. So you have to be prepared to encounter that as well. But thankfully, the kid is doing okay and didn't suffer any major injuries, because that situation could have ended badly. And, you know, just stop. You know, you hit somebody or you hit somebody's car, just stop, you know, because when you leave that scene, it's a hit and run. And it makes things worse, you know. I mean, because if it's an accident, okay, accidents happen. We know accidents happen. But when you leave the scene, for me, I'm already thinking like, well, damn, what did they have going on? You get what I'm saying? Like, was he drunk? I mean, this happened, I think, about 8 o'clock in the morning, but still, you know, people still be drunk at that time of the morning. So when people leave the scene, I'm thinking like, well, damn, what happened? Was he drunk? Was he trying to, you know, did he have something in the car he wasn't supposed to have? And that's why he ran from the scene, because he didn't want to get caught with the other stuff or get a DUI, you know what I mean? But by leaving the scene of the accident, You already done messed up. So yeah, let me know what y'all think on this one. Should the kid have paid more attention, or was this all on the driver, especially after the driver decided to, you know, hit the kid, or he hit the kid and then left the scene? So I'll see y'all on the next one. Take care. Stay safe. Peace, y'all.